The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. So just a couple things to let you know about. So I was not live the last couple of weeks because of lots of things going on, and I decided to take a little break. But we're back moving forward and live every Sunday at 9 a.m. Tell all your friends that this is the place that you can call in and get your psychic question answered. And I am broadcasted on a couple of other stations. One of them is WWDB-TV, and they actually broadcast my radio broadcast on their internet TV station, and they broadcast it at the same time that I host this program live every Sunday, which is kind of cool. So if you're listening to this program right now at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays, you can actually call and listen to the live program. You won't hear yourself till the following week on that station, because on Blog Talk's the one that I do it actually live. But just an FYI, tell all your friends that the way to get the free psychic question answered is by actually calling my program, and it's very cool that I can do this for you. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this? Hello, 310. All right. So I'm going to put you back on hold because you're not paying attention. And I'm going to go to area code 323. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Cheyenne Evans.
Hi, Diane. What's your question?
It's Cheyenne. Cheyenne. Yeah, I called you this past week.
Right.
My question is, how can I be more supportive in my relationship to my boyfriend? What do I need to do in order to show him I'm stable?
Okay, so your boyfriend is coming up here as a guy that's scared to death to be in a committed relationship when it has to do with money.
Okay.
Seriously, it's all about kind of money moving forward with him. So what it's saying here is that I'm looking at your card, Cheyenne, and it talks about you, a woman with lots of talents. There's a reason why he was attracted to you in the first place. And it wasn't because you're pretty, and it wasn't because of any kind of sexuality thing. It was because you were smart enough for him. And the more ideas that you present to him about possibilities of the future, the more he aligns with you. Do you see what I mean? So it literally says here that if you had kind of a business plan of how, whether he's in your life or not, that you can support yourself and thrive, that's what he's interested in. So this is not a guy that's looking to be someone's financial support. It's not that he wouldn't be a good partner, because he would be. It's just that he's had the vibe that a lot of women in the past have been interested in him, because he does have very clear ideas of what he wants his future to look like. And that's attractive to most women, that, a man that can be responsible and stable and create wealth. All of those things are definitely attractive. The way it's coming up in the cards is that I almost want you to treat your boyfriend as though he's more of an annoying little brother and a friend. Okay. Then treat him like he is the potential for marriage right at this moment. There's a vibe I want you to take on that is, no matter what, I always want to be his friend. That's the vibe I want you to take on. I don't want you talking about the future with him unless it's talking about what you're going to do for your future. You see what I mean? So what do you do for work now?
I just got a new job. I'm a bank teller, and I'm a student.
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, you've got this really great energy that people like you when they meet you. You just got that energy. One of the ways for you, after you've been a teller for a while, I would highly suggest that you think about getting into the mortgage department.
Okay.
Because the more you can learn about real estate and how that financing works, the more attractive you are. So I'd get into anything that has to do with lending money in your financial institution. And since you're in school, if you were to just, even if you just got a degree in business management, that's great. But I think that if you got a degree in journalism and marketing and specialized in money and banking, I think that you'd be even more attractive.
Gotcha.
So what I want you to do, and this is how you present it to your boyfriend, this is how I would say it if I was you, exactly like this, and you can replay it next Sunday or in about an hour after this program airs, you can replay this exact statement to him. I'm really excited about my new job because it allows me to learn everything there is about money, and I think ultimately I'm going to be the PR marketing person for a financial institution. But after I'm a teller for a while, I'm going to ask if I can go into the lending department and find out all about how they finance cars, how they finance houses, how they do personal loans. Because once you learn that, gal pal, you can be hired anywhere.
Right. Okay.
So you treat this, you say, I'm going to pretend that I'm a celebrity apprentice at this financial institution. I'm just going to pretend that this is my reality show. And they're paying me to learn. And see, if more people could look at their job like that, with that attitude, that they're paying you to learn, and they're paying you to learn an industry that you have not had experience with before, what happens is that you end up not only being one of the most enthusiastic employees there, but they will leave you alone because your attitude's in the right place.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So your question about how do I get my boyfriend to look at me as though I have an idea for the future? That's by you not talking about him including you in the future, or you including him in your future. You talk about, I'm so excited about this job because after I'm a teller for 5 or 6 months, I'm going to see if I can transfer into lending.
Absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the gift of that. You focus on making yourself better, and he becomes more interested in you. That's the benefit. So, because the reason why this guy has not made any other relationship work is because he doesn't want the woman in his life to collapse herself into him for her identity. He doesn't want to be the definition of somebody else's life. He wants the person that's already defining their life.
Okay.
And when you, and I'll tell you, this shift, it will happen quickly. As soon as you sound excited about the potential of where your new job's going and what you can do with it, he's going to be more interested in you because you're not making it about him.
About him.
I'm actually telling you, when I say treat him like your annoying kid brother, you usually tease your annoying little brother. You usually sometimes treat them with the feeling that they're always going to be around because they're your brother, but you're not giving them so much attention that there's pressure on him, you see? And so your little annoying little brother then now wants to come and annoy you. It's an energy shift by you deciding to pay attention to what's going on with you. Everything shifts for you. And your boyfriend now becomes more interested in you. And because you're going to be busy, he's going to make sure that he makes a date with you on a Saturday night because you're going to be busy.
Right.
So you're not waiting for the phone to ring anymore. He's the one reaching out to you. That's exactly what you want.
It is. Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See
Thanks,
you later.
Mona.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tonette calling. How are you?
Hi, Tonette. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. Well, 2 weeks ago, Desiree and I got into a heated argument, and she just blew her stack and blocked me and ran away. So I was just, you know, she does this from time to time.
Right.
I was just wondering, when do you see her, you know, getting her head back on and trying to reconcile, you know, the tornado that she...
Okay, so here's the thing. That chaos kind of feels normal to her.
Right.
That vibe is normal to her. It's and it's what I don't like is it seems to be coming kind of normal to you too.
Not really, no.
Well, according to this, what it's saying here is that you you've become accustomed to this behavior. So because you've become accustomed to this behavior and it's happened before, she now thinks that she can get away with it, that you can be the safety net for her no matter what she does. And so what I want you to do is I want you, and this is going to be a difficult thing I'm going to ask you to do, but I want you to do it. I want you to send her a text that says, "You know that I will always love you, but I can't play the hokey pokey with you anymore." Remember that old dance? Put your right foot in, put your right foot. Okay.
But the problem with that is she has me blocked. I can't even text her on the phone.
Well, I don't know how the whole technology thing works, but and when you block somebody, because I'm not that savvy, but I believe that if you send the text and then she unblocks you, she'll get the text.
Okay.
Right? So you
Okay.
I want you to send it anyway because it's the karmic right thing to do.
Right.
So you send the text that says, "You know I'll always love you. I can't play the hokey pokey with you anymore.
Right.
And you're only going to get one more chance with me. But if I don't hear from you by, say, the end of May, then I'm going to send you all the love in my heart and let you go." That's the text you're going to send.
Okay.
Because if she comes back that one more time and you give it a go, and it moves forward, hooray, yay, okay? But if she comes, if she doesn't come back, then you've let her go in grace and in love. And none of that message is mean or bad spirited in any way at all. It literally says, "I love you, and I love you enough to let you go." Because your cards are saying that you're not going to end up alone. You don't end up alone. But this particular event, this time that she's pulling this on you, it's either going to lead to the two of you being together once and for all, forever and ever, or you're going to let this go and you're putting a timeline on it, and that you're going to open your heart and yourself to the real love that you deserve. Either way, you end up with someone that actually truly cares and loves you. That's the goal, and that's what I want for you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal?
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Maddie calling from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Maddie. What's your question?
My question, I don't have one. I just want to see what the cards has to say.
Okay, so that's a full reading. See,
that's
here's
a full
the thing.
Reading?
That's a full reading. When you call up and say, "What do the cards want to tell me?" I start going into the whole thing with you.
Okay,
so I do this program.
Okay,
you got it. So that's why I designed the program as sort of just one specific question. Because, like my first caller today, she wanted to book a full session, but she couldn't afford a full session, even though I'm not that expensive. I'm no more expensive than a massage, but just saying. She couldn't afford it. So what I did is, because she's never called the program before, is I made her my first caller. And she got to ask the question about her boyfriend. So there you go. All right, so here's you, and here's love.
Okay.
So there's a guy in your cards here. So I don't know if this is somebody that you've been going back and forth with, or this is somebody that you might have in your crosshairs, but there's a guy here that he's done pretty well for himself, but he's kind of cheap. And when I say cheap, he's cheap with money. He's cheap with his time. He is he's somebody that second guesses everything. He doesn't know how to receive all the abundance of the universe because he's worked his butt off to get to where he is. So there's this sort of untrusting thing about this guy. Do you recognize him?
Well, what I was thinking, it might be someone that he's a life coach, and I've known him, I knew of him, and somehow we reconnected with a friend of mine that lives in New York. He called her by mistake, by dialing the wrong number, and he told her what he does and da-da-da, and so she said, "Oh, I have someone who would probably be interested in life coaching, numerology, numbers, and da-da-da," and so she gave me the number to call a few years back, and I called. We spoke for a minute, and last year, I just got a quiet feeling, and I went through my phone book, and that was that number, and my thought was, let me see if this number's still the same, and we kind of reconnected, and he's working with me to help me become what he does, a counselor.
Okay, so... Okay, here's the thing. I got this really, really hard question to ask you.
Okay.
Because there are so many people out there, and what I'm going to say is going to sting some people that are listening to this program by me saying it. I have no problem if someone wants to be a life coach, as long as they've accomplished something that they're proud of, that they can hang as their flagship accomplishment to be able to coach other people, right? I'll give you an example. Let's say the guy that you're talking to that is a life coach now became a millionaire by the time he was 30, That's an accomplishment that I want to know how to do that. How can I be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, right? So, but if he's just a life coach for the sake of being a life coach and has no credential or no big accomplishment, like being a best-selling author by the time, you know, when he retired from his regular career, that's an accomplishment that you can use to say, well, that's why I think I can coach other people, is because I accomplished this, right? So I'm going to ask you a hard question, Maddie. What have you accomplished as your flagship thing that you could coach other people about?
What about what have I accomplished? I haven't written a book. I have not written a book. I have not. My name is not out there. But I think if I would put forth that effort and be persistent with it, it could be out there.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to get to is, what have you accomplished that you can be proud of that gives you the credential to coach other people?
What I have accomplished is that, and it just comes naturally with me, is that I have gained a lot of respect for myself.
Okay.
I have a lot of respect. People have a lot of respect for me because of who I am. It's like a friend said to me recently, she said, you know what? She said, you're well-liked, whether you know it or not. People respect you. She said, most people get the respect after they make the money, but you got the respect before you made the money.
Okay.
Because of who I am, I'm just a very uplifting person.
Okay. All right. Well, because here's the thing, is that there are people out there that say, look, you don't know what to do with your life, so I'm going to make you a life coach. And what happens is that you might attract someone that's a CEO, but the question that he's going to ask you is something that he's aligned with, like, well, tell me what you've accomplished that would allow me to believe what you're trying to say to me that could improve my life in some way. You see what
I
mean?
I get you, Mona. Only thing I have figured out from listening that he has accomplished, he has gained material wealth.
All right. Okay, because the reason I'm bringing this guy up is because he's coming up reversed in your cards. He's coming up as somebody that I would investigate further before I put money into him.
Oh, I have my reservations, yes.
Okay,
I've had my reservations, definitely, because that's who I am. Also,
now, Maddie, I can't spend much more time with you. This is just a really short 3 or 4 minute conversation I'm supposed to have with each caller. So I'm already getting all engaged with you, and I want to do a full session with you. But you asked me about this particular guy. You asked me about love and romance. He's coming up reversed, and I just want you to double check anything before you write him a big check.
Oh no. He's not charging me. He's just giving me some tools to work with.
And I understand that, but you might want to think about doing a full session with me because I'm getting so much stuff for you, but I can't spend the time with you right now. I'm just telling you, be reserved about anything you invest with this guy. That's my upshot of your question.
Thank you. My spirit and
all right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. See ya.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. I'm going to go to area code 404. Hello, 404. Who's this? Hello, 404.
Hey.
Who's this?
Hey, Mona. Hold on 1 second. Mona?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
Hey, this is Quadrant. How are you this morning?
Quadrant. I'm doing good. What's your question for me?
I was calling in reference to me and my ex-boyfriend. I just was wanting to know, did you see us getting back together? Or
well,
do the cards pick up
actually,
us getting back together?
If he's making the effort, these cards are saying a huge resounding yes. And that's the caveat. If he's making the effort and you kind of become this virtual magnet, the answer to that's yes. It's not about you being proactive in any way at all. It's about him taking action. Because your cards are so huge with that resounding yes, if you let him be him and do the work.
Okay.
He's got to be the one that does the work. You can't do it all. And part of the reason that he might be drawn back to you is that you did a lot of the work before.
I do the work all the time.
And I'm telling you to tone that down by about 40%.
Okay.
Okay. Because
now let me ask you, Mona, when you say doing the work, what do you mean by doing the work?
It's like you're not the one that's the queen of follow-up with him. You're not the one that says, hey, I got a buy one, get one free coupon for this restaurant Saturday. You want to go? It is you. When he reaches out to you and say, hey, baby, can we get together? Say, sure, when? Or, yeah, I'm a free Saturday. In other words, you dictate how he's going to spend time with you. That now he's making more of the effort. But don't you dare go back to the old way of what you did before, where you did most of the work.
Okay.
The reason he's reaching out, the reason you're talking is he misses you. And you need to believe that energy. Because what I'm seeing now is that he might not have been ready to be serious before, but according to this, he's ready to be serious now.
Now, right now, we've been broken up for about 3 weeks today.
Yeah.
And I just was curious, like, we're not really talking with each other at all.
Okay. According to this, you guys get back together. And it's probably going to be that, I don't know, he sees something that you post on Facebook and he thinks that's really cool and he misses you. But these cards, every single card is a positive yes to your question. Are you going to get back together?
Okay.
Every single card says yes. So all I want you to do is keep beaming him the energy of love and accepting him for who he is. Seriously.
Okay.
Because I got to remind you that 2018 is the master year of partnerships. So in numerology, 2018, 2 and 1 and 8 equals 11. Now, you have the number 11 major card right in the middle of your reading. Now, traditionally, this card is connected with justice, doing things the right way, legal affairs. But in my deck, it's this card called breakthrough, which means the universe is rewarding you with what you want. So the more that you focus on what you want, the more the universe is going to bring it to you. This is more about you being receptive, not dynamic. All right? Now,
yes.
Because the number 11, which is what 2018 adds up to, reduces in numerology to a 2, 2 is the number of partnerships. But because it was this year derived from the number 2018, which reduced to 11, that's a master number, it's reduced to now a 2. It makes 2018 a master year of partnerships. So
okay.
The reason why I want you to treat yourself and think of yourself as absolutely frickin' irresistible. Just believe that you're irresistible when it comes to this guy. And post things that are fun on your Facebook page. If you do Instagram, post fun things there too. Make it look like he's missing out because he's not part of your life. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because this says he reaches out to you.
Do you see when that we would possibly like be back together? Do the cards say that?
Well,
or?
It's saying that May is the big power month. So I would kind of chill as though you guys are on some sort of little vacation. And then and then if you don't hear from them, say by, I'm going to give you a date. If you don't hear from them by May 3rd, send them a text.
Oh, my God, that's my birthday.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's my birthday is May 3rd. His birthday
well,
is May
28th. Well, because I'm getting that as a power day.
So and you not only that, it's crazy because we were supposed to get married May 4th of this year, I called off the wedding, and we have a cruise booked May 28th through June 1st, and I've just been like, oh, my God, it's so much was supposed to happen for
okay.
us in May.
Okay, May 3rd is this big power day, which is what I'm getting for you, which is probably why I nailed your birthday. But all I want you to do is the morning of May 3rd, you send him a text and you say, buy me a birthday drink. That's all you do, buy me a birthday drink with a little smiley emoji or a wink emoji.
Okay.
Because he knows it's your birthday. And if you make it easy for him to go, yeah, baby, I'll buy you a birthday drink. Of course, one thing's going to lead to another. It's going to be more than a birthday drink. Just saying.
Okay.
It'll be more than a birthday drink. But here's the thing is that whatever happened here, he doesn't know how to reconnect with you again. And even though I'm telling you to have him make all the effort, all you're going to do, if you don't hear from him by your birthday, and you might, by the way, but if you don't hear from him by the crack of dawn on your birthday, you send him a text and you say, buy me a birthday drink. Or, hey, handsome, buy me a birthday drink.
Okay.
And then you let him think about it. And he will reach back out to you. Because unless he's a cruel bastard, everyone reaches back out on if it's your birthday. Because I believe in it's my birthday, damn it, day, that you can do anything you want on your birthday, damn it. And you get a pass for anything as long as it's not illegal. Because it's your birthday, damn it. You see?
Okay.
All right. But the answer to your question is, are you going to get back together? Yes. And there's also a very strong possibility that you're still going on that cruise, whether you're married or not. The cruise could still,
yeah,
according to this, here's the funny thing is neither one of you want to waste that money. So you're probably going on the cruise. And he's looking for a reason to reconnect with you. So if you say, hey, handsome, buy me a birthday drink, first thing in the morning on your birthday, he's probably going to go, yeah, baby, I'm in. And then you're going to have the birthday dinner, the birthday drink, and then one thing's going to lead to another. And then you guys are going to laugh about the next day was going to be your wedding and can't wait for the cruise. And it wouldn't surprise me if you finally got the fear factor out of your energy field and married him on the frickin' cruise.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, it could all happen that way.
Yeah.
Because he's a good guy. All right,
he
gotta go.
He's the love of my life.
All right, well, you got scared and cold feet before, and that's how you explain it.
Okay.
But the thing
Thank
is
you.
That... And you're going to email me in about a month, and you're going to tell me everything shifted back to the two of you being together. And I can't wait to hear
and
it.
And it's going
to
be staying together? It's not another break, is it?
Well, I think that you're going to finally commit to the relationship. That's what I'm getting in your cards.
Both of us.
You're the one that broke
it
off before,
committing.
Remember? Okay.
No.
Sweetheart, we start with the birthday drink.
Okay.
We just start with that, and then we wait for him to realize that you guys are supposed to be together.
Okay.
All right, girls, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya. Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. You consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had dice wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
All right, you guys, I'm going to go to area code 310. Hello, 310, are you there?
I am here. I'm so sorry what happened before.
Okay, what's your first name?
Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. What's your question?
It's about moving.
Okay. All right, I'm drawing the cards for you right now. That's all right.
Thank you.
So, okay, you have these cards that talk about this feeling of being in kind of a trapped situation, and that you
Very
are
good.
You. Well, that's what it's saying, and it's saying here that you put a lot of energy where you are right now, but you can't
mm-hmm.
stand it anymore. Your spirit can't stand it anymore, and even though you feel kind of trapped, there is
mm-hmm.
a way out. But it means that you actually
mm-hmm.
have to ask for help to do it.
Yes. There's,
and
sorry.
Well, go ahead, because I'll give you more clarity if you give. Yeah.
Okay, right on. So there's an opportunity to maybe go to Chicago, because I'm in LA right now, or
mm-hmm.
to go to England. But everything is based on everything closing. It's the business opportunity. So
I'm a little reluctant with England.
Mm-hmm.
A little reluctant with Chicago. Even,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm wondering, it would have to be a pretty damn phenomenal offer for you to go from weather that's perfect mostly year round to weather
yeah.
that's quite inclement in both locations. So
it's just the opportunity for Chicago is a very good one for me in terms of the pay and salary that I'd be getting. But maybe I can do half the year there.
No, here's what I'm getting, is that
okay.
is this position in Chicago something that you could ultimately set up to telecommute?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so here's what you do, is you make
mm-hmm.
this, to accept the offer, you say, I'm going to spend the first 6 months living in
mm-hmm.
Chicago. And then I'm going to
mm-hmm.
move to a climate that's a little better for my state of my
mm-hmm.
my mental wellness, whatever you say. I'm going to move to a
sure.
better climate than Chicago. But I'm still
mm-hmm.
going to be available because, you know, with technology now, you don't actually
yeah.
need to be in the office to be productive. As a matter of
right.
fact, people are usually more productive if they're working from home because they're going to get up at the butt crack of dawn to check their emails
yep.
when they're having their morning coffee before they get in the
mm-hmm.
shower. So they're getting more
That's
work
correct.
Out of somebody when they work from home. So what
mm-hmm.
if you can telecommute with this job, then I'm okay with the Chicago one. I'm not so okay with the England one.
Yeah, to go there. I launched a business there a couple of years ago, and now I'm finally launching my product in China. So I have to go over there because my product is produced, manufactured in the UK. So I have to
Well, I don't mind a
go
visit
over there.
There. I don't.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't want you living there.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I agree with you.
So here's the thing, is that it
mm-hmm.
is if the Chicago offer is the pay that it needs to be in and it gets you
Correct.
Out of the crappy situation you're in right now, I think it's the
yes.
universe presenting it to you.
It's wonderful. That's
so,
wonderful. And
so, yeah, but you have to be willing to let go of the reason that you're trapped right now. You have to be willing to
mm-hmm.
let go of that all that hard work.
Yeah, it's just that I'm just going to be in the space of receiving and the timing of things, it looks within the next 30 to 60 days, I think.
Okay, well, I'm on board with that. In the meantime,
cool.
I want you to prepare as though the change is about to happen. So that
mm-hmm.
might mean
Wonderful.
Packing, purging, getting rid of,
mm-hmm.
you know, preparing as though something, a shift is about to happen. Because the more that you actually do the things that agree with the shift, the better it is for you. So I'm totally on board with that. All right, gal pal.
That
thanks for the
great.
Call. All right, see ya.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks. Now. Okay, bye. All right. You guys, I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yes, hi, Mona. This is Stacy. I just want to know if
Stacey.
You see any... Good, how are you doing? Well, it's spring. Okay. I want to see if you see any romance in bloom coming up.
So, Stacy, one of the things that I'm getting for you immediately before I even turn cards over for you is to ask you the question, what do you love to do? What has nothing to do with other people. If you were all by yourself and you had all the resources to do something that you loved to do, what would be that thing?
Oh, I love going to dinner. I like outdoor festivals. I like nature, things like that. I like reading, anything just fun, anything that keeps me busy. I like walks on the beach.
Okay, so because what it's saying is by you participating in the thing that you love, that's how you end up meeting romance. And I'm specifically going to say that I think there's a writer in you. I think that there's this creative writer in you that you haven't given yourself permission to pursue. And so I'd like you to find a writing group in your city and start showing up just to listen to what the people have to say. Because it's saying that there's a big leap in trust, and it's not only to do what you love, but it's also to love somebody. And that it's a very organic, built from the traditional way of meeting people. You're acquainted, then you become friends, then you become more than friends. And that it's not going to be one of those love at first sight things. It's going to be, I suddenly lost you. Are you still there, Stacy? Okay. I don't know what happened to Stacy, but okay. So now I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Happy Sunday. How are you? It's Tina.
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
I always love the way you give advice. I almost forgot my question.
You're so funny.
I'm like rooting for you. So I would like to ask about my relationship.
Okay.
I would like to ask about my relationship with Robert.
Okay. So Robert is coming up he's coming up upright. He's coming up as a great guy. He's coming up as a guy that probably has some genius ideas for some great inventions down the road. And he actually might even have a few of those in his brain tinkering around right now. The way for Robert to actually be Tina's main squeeze forever and ever is to align with what Robert wants and if you also want it in your life moving forward.
Yes.
So this is a good guy, but I want it to be you evaluating him to see if he's good for you as well as what he's doing with you. And it starts by you breaking down the barriers and getting him to really talk to you.
Yes, that's true.
So the funny thing is if the two of you can pick a project together, that's exactly what happens moving forward for you. Is that if you can do a project, I don't care what the project is, but if you do it together, that's the foundation of it. So I just want to make sure that you, you're doing what you, that he is as good a fit for you as you are for him.
Okay.
And I don't want you to compromise, okay? I don't want you to compromise. I want you to look at him. Is he as good a fit for you as you would be for him?
In other
words, Well, because he's coming up as a great guy. It's just going to be the long game with him. This is not a guy that makes commitments easily. He wants to make sure that he really truly gets along with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he is. Yes, that's how he is.
But he's got great potential here. Concentrate on being his best friend first, and everything else happens from there.
That is so true. Yes, I agree with that.
All right, gal pal. Awesome to talk to you, Tina. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, I want to call you and talk to you after this. How much are you reading outside of this?
Yeah, go to my website, mona.vegas, and then I have my price schedule listed there.
Mona dot, you said?
Mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas.
Okay, thank you.
All right, gal pal. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is LaToya.
Hi, LaToya. What's your question?
I am trying to find, I feel so stuck financially, and I wanted to know, do you see anything in terms of my finances changing anytime soon?
So one of the callers that was at the beginning of my program had just taken a job where she was kind of learning the foundation of the financial industry. She actually got hired as a teller, right? And I'm going to answer your question here, but what it's saying is that you haven't given something enough time to be the best at it, whatever that is. So the advice that I gave her was that I don't care what job you take, but you got to be all in with the job, and you got to treat it as though you're on like the Celebrity Apprentice show, and that you're learning whatever it takes to be the best at something, so that when new jobs happen or that things are progressing forward, you can be the one that throws your hat in the ring for that new thing, whatever it is, because you've got this card that talks about it's not you marrying for money, literally. It's you becoming aware of what you love to do and what you don't want to do. It's saying here that that you have yet to step into your own potential. See, here's the thing. LaToya, you're good at a lot of things, but you haven't concentrated on one yet. And then the last card is talking about, again, it's echoing the idea that you're not going to marry for money. It's going to be you creating it. And then the card that's right smack in the middle of your reading is this card of huge potential that is generated from you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the job you're doing now?
I work with technical support for Verizon, and it's not a passion of mine at all, but I do it to make a living.
Right.
But it seems to still doesn't get me ahead. I just feel stuck.
Okay, so here's the thing, is one of the fastest ways to make money, if that's your goal, would be getting into something like real estate. You know that, right? You've got the energy, you've got the enthusiasm, people like you when they meet you. My only goal for you would be to not go to one of those little knockoff realty companies. It would be to go to like a major known one, like a Prudential or a What's the other one? It's going right out of my head. But a major real estate company, because then you learn from the right people, you get your license, and once you get your real estate license, it opens the door for you to do a lot of other things. You could be a property manager. You could go on and get your real estate license and then take the OSHA safety classes, which, by the way, you could probably do right now at your job, and they'd let you go to those classes because they're free. And it just adds credential. So if you became a property manager because you have a real estate license, you also get the OSHA safety requirements. Now you become a property manager where you're managing leases and tenants and all this, and you're making more money. But what it's saying is that right now you've been coasting. You have not been what they say sharpening your saw. You've not been learning anything new. And so what this is saying is that if you wanted to be totally debt-free and self-sufficient money-wise, if you want to be getting ahead, it's saying that you need to make a 5-year plan to do it.
Okay.
And it also means that I don't even care if you treat your current job like you're on Celebrity Apprentice. You just start learning from other about other departments to make yourself more valuable. So suddenly they go, oh my gosh, LaToya's got the right attitude. She's really in the game. She's really participating in improving her career and making things better for those people she works around. So you could start just by doing that. But in the meantime, it doesn't hurt to get your real estate license. Doesn't hurt to check out other things. It doesn't even hurt to look at what you do right now and how it could springboard into another whole field. So if you don't want to be in freaking Verizon anymore, you got to decide what it is you want to be and then start preparing for that shift. So if you didn't have to earn money, what would you do to fill up your day?
Songwriting and just writing in general.
Okay. So it may be that you take this technical background and you get yourself hired with that under the guise of the technical ability you have. You get hired at a Pixar or a Disney or DreamWorks. And then one of your stories you could present to someone and say, hey, you know, I wrote this story. You see what I mean? It puts you in the – so you take your credential and background that you have right now and you would apply it to a different industry. And then you learn everything about that industry, about working there. But because your attitude is where it needs to be, because you're more aligned with what your passion truly is, people feel that. They know when you're all in. They know.
Okay.
They feel it. You're not all in where you are right now, which is why promotions and raises haven't happened. You're just going through the motions, which is fine.
Okay.
But now we take that ability and we start searching on for, you know, Warner Brothers Studio, Paramount Studio, Pixar, DreamWorks, you know, Amblin, and all these different entertainment companies. You start searching for maybe they need your mojo with their company.
Okay.
And now when you start making friends and working in the political environment and making it more about your passion, then when you present the story idea that you've already copyrighted, by the way, because you're not just going to present the idea and give it. You're going to get the story idea or the screenplay copyrighted before you present it. Because even if you only, quote, quote, only got film credit for it, it now puts you in that path that when that movie or story gets some recognition. Because here's the thing. I'm sorry, I'm spending a little more time with you because I just have this passion for you here that you could start doing short films yourself right now and submit them to film festivals. You just go to your local university and you go talk, you post something on the bulletin board at your local junior college or college and say, I need a film director, an actor, and an actress for film credit for a short film I'm doing. For people that want to get into that, they will do that for free.
Okay.
And so suddenly you create this little meaningful film by LaToya, which might be your tagline. You might want to go on GoDaddy.com and see if film by LaToya is taken as a domain name.
Okay.
And you just start creating it very organically. You start preparing for your own success. But if writing is your passion, go where that's going to be appreciated.
Okay, got you.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank
awesome
you.
Awesome to talk to
Bye-bye.
You. All right, see ya. Bye. All right, you guys, I will be back live next week. Awesome to visit with you again. Remember, I'm live every Sunday at 9 a.m., and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.